This is Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
Uptown, downtown, crosstown on your radio across America and worldwide on the web. It's Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thanks for joining us. It is great to have you with us. And of course, we have a Federal Open Market Committee meeting scheduled for this week on Tuesday and Wednesday. It will be a sleepover and it will be a pajama party. That'll be on Tuesday night. The meeting will be Tuesday and Wednesday. It is a full dress Federal Open Market Committee meeting, ending with a box lunch on Wednesday, and a media conference also on Wednesday. Should be quite a day on Wednesday. And after their two-day deliberation and their pajama party, we will get the word from the Federal Reserve as to what's going to happen to interest rates. They will study the economy, study the data that's come in, and they will make a determination on Wednesday in their statement as to whether they will raise rates or leave them where they are. Where are they? Well, the federal funds rate, that's the rate controlled by the Fed. That is a daily rate. And right now, it is in a range of 0.25% to 0.5%, in that range. It's only been raised once since the end of 2008. That was last December when it was raised 0.25%. Prior to that, it was 0 to 25 basis points, also known as 0 to 0.25%. Now it's 0.25 to 0.5 or 25 to 50 basis points. The question is, will they raise it? If they raised it, it would be by 25 basis points, also known as 0.25%. There is no certainty that there will be any change in the short-term interest rate. One thing we know that Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard will not be voting to increase rates at the upcoming Federal Open Market Committee meeting in the nation's capital. There is no way under the sun that Governor Brainard will be voting to raise rates. In fact, she gave a speech last Monday that received a lot of coverage. And in that speech, she said that it's important that the Federal Reserve remain accommodative in order to guard against a low-growth, low-inflation environment, as they have in Europe and Japan. And so, no matter what happens at this Fed meeting, you can be assured that Governor Brainard will not be voting for a rate hike at this meeting. There is no way. In her speech on Monday, she was very, very dovish, which means she does not want to raise rates right now. Now, obviously, the incoming economic data plays a role here, and even though underneath all of this, there is a current of wanting to raise rates at the Fed. It's very obvious. Just listen to the preponderance of the speeches given by Fed members, and you will see there is a preponderance of let's raise rates talk. But that's been going on for a long time. It's nothing new. And indeed, they did raise them one time last December. And indeed, they may raise them again in the future. But they have not been raising them since last December. They've just been talking about it. Now, some people call that jawboning, but there's no real reason to jawbone about raising rates in an economy that grew 1% annualized in the first half of this year. What are you jawboning? If you have an economy that's growing at 1% annual in the first half of this year, there's nothing to jawbone. You don't have to slow down that economy. It's already slow. And even though the general view is we'll see some pickup in the second half, this is not an economy that's going through the roof, believe me. So Governor Brainard said on Monday that there is an asymmetry in the economy and risks, I should say, and asymmetry in risks that, quote, counsels prudence in the removal of policy accommodation, unquote. This speech was in the Windy City at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. And she also added that policy will continue to be assessed in the months ahead, quote, in the months ahead, unquote. So that's what's going on with the last major speech by a Fed governor, because then they entered their quiet period. Now, some people, like me, wish the quiet period ran from January 1st to December 31st, all year long. I think that would be a good quiet period for Fed participants, instead of going out in their annual jabber fest of speeches and creating all kinds of uncertainty, which is never really resolved. There's only one speech that matters at the Federal Reserve. Would you like to take a guess at who can give that speech that matters? And if you said Chair Janet, you got it right. The chair's speech matters. When the governors are out there jabbering, it's just talk. And boy, do they like to talk. Remember that song when we were growing up, some of us, you talk too much? Wow. You could put up a graphic of the Federal Reserve governors with that caption. It would be perfect. You talk too much. And they do. Remember Stanley Fisher? He's the vice chair of the Fed. Remember him back early this year in January, at the beginning of the year? Talked about 4 rate hikes this year being in the ballpark. Are you kidding me? How many have we had? Let me count them all. 0. That's not even close to 4. You remember the vice chair just a few weeks ago, right before the Jackson Hole Symposium in Wyoming? Remember what he said? Well, you know, I paraphrase, but basically the way it was heard was, oh, yeah, we could have 2 rate increases this year. Well, for crying out loud, when he said that, there were only 3 meetings left, and everybody knows they're not going to raise rates a week before the general election. That meant they would have to raise them in September and in December. And yet, as we go into the September meeting, there's nothing close to a consensus, nothing close to a consensus that they're going to raise rates on Wednesday. They may, but most people are not looking for that. And as far as inflation is concerned, give me a break. Now, we have to watch inflation. We always have to monitor inflation. It's important. But look at the numbers. The year-over-year rate of consumer price inflation right now is 1.1%. And the other index, followed closely by the Fed, is in that ballpark also. So we don't have to get out our crying towels because we're being eaten away by inflation of 1.1%, especially given the fact that the inflation rate could go to 2% and it would only be within the target level of the Federal Reserve. They're targeting 2%. They're not targeting 1%. These are the factors that will be at play when the Federal Reserve gets together Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss monetary policy. And perhaps the greatest part of this whole thing is the fact that the Fed members are in silent mode because of the upcoming meeting. And they're not jabbering about all this. I'm tired of it. Are you tired of all the jabbering from the Fed members? Let's get George on the line. George is listening to the great KNUS Radio Denver. Hello, George.
Hiya, Bob. I've got 2 questions. I'll be very brief because I think I'm going to get dropped on the phone here. Number one, all that money that the brokerage houses and the banks receive from the government to purchase the notes, did they turn around and invest quite a bit of that money into the market? And that's one of the reasons the market's going up so high. And number 2 question.
Well, let's not make a list. Let's answer that question.
Oh, okay.
There is no evidence of any kind